This is NPR.
Thank you, Rachel. China's sending more troops to help in Sichuan province. This in the wake of Monday's 7.9 magnitude quake. NPR's Melissa Block is in Dujiangyan, China. She was there as a family waited for the military to try to rescue their baby.
This building is completely flattened, and they have waited now for 2 days to get this heavy equipment in. The heavy equipment is now here, but this building, there are no air pockets inside. If there was any hope for this baby and his grandparents to be alive, that hope seems to be long gone. And this family is now limp with grief and fear as they watch these workers try to work their way through the rubble.
NPR's Melissa Block reporting from Dujiangyan, China. Another cyclone could be headed for Myanmar. Forecasters say its projected path cuts right through the area still recovering from the May 3rd cyclone. The UN estimates the death toll could top 100,000 in the state previously known as Burma. The UN says about 2 million survivors still need help. Myanmar's military government has kept borders tight. Aid workers are struggling to get supplies and staffers inside. More on Myanmar later this hour. We'll talk to a CNN reporter, one of the few who have been inside the country, what he saw on how he had to escape once the government went after him. It's the same trouble, but in a different guise for baseball star Barry Bonds. Prosecutors filed a new indictment. NPR's Tom Goldman has more.
Last February, federal judge Susan Ilston decided the government's first indictment against Barry Bonds was poorly drafted. It alleged 19 instances where Bonds lied to a grand jury investigating the Balco doping scandal. But the indictment only charged him with 4 counts of perjury and 1 count of obstruction of justice. Ilston said it was wrong to clump the alleged lies into single charges. So Tuesday, prosecutors filed the new superseding indictment with 14 counts of alleged lying along with the obstruction of justice count. It doesn't allege any new lies. The indictment stems from Bonds' 2003 grand jury testimony when he said he didn't knowingly use banned drugs.
NPR's Tom Goldman reporting. Retired Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor is speaking out. The famously private justice is testifying before Congress today about her struggle with her husband's Alzheimer's. O'Connor left the court in 2005 in part to devote more time to his care. She said next to nothing about this publicly. Now she's calling for more research and support for caregivers. To sports in NBA playoff action where the Detroit Pistons head to the Eastern Conference Finals. They knocked off the Orlando Magic last night. They'll face the winner of the Boston Celtics-Cleveland Cavaliers matchup. That one is tied 2-2. Game 5 is tonight. And the smallest car for sale in America is fairly safe. It's called the Smart for 2, and it's 8 feet 8 inches long. To give you an idea, that's more than 3 feet shorter than even a Mini Cooper. The Smart car got the top safety rating from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. They're the folks that do the big crash tests you see on TV sometimes. If you've been to Europe lately, you've probably seen some of the two-seaters zipping around town. They're now available in the U.S. That's your news for now. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.